Detroit Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers.
Now, you would think that it would be as simple as, oh, they're named after the animal. Right?
I just always
assumed. Like, maybe there's a tiger at the Detroit Zoo or something. That,
sure.
But no, it's much more interesting than that.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So the team was referred to as the Wolverines and the Creams.
The Creams.
The Creams. In their inaugural season in 1894, before they became the Tigers. Now, there are various legends about how they got their nickname. One involves the striped socks that they wore, but the name actually originated from the Detroit Light Guard military unit, who were known as the Tigers for their fierce fighting style. Now, they had played significant roles in certain Civil War battles and in the 1898 Spanish-American War.
Wow.
Upon entry into the majors, the ball club sought and received formal permission from the Light Guard to use its trademark, and from that day forth, the team had been known as the Tigers.
That's interesting. I got there.
Right? I just always assumed it was like the animal, the tiger, but it was actually this military unit.
Did they get their name from the actual tiger?
Well, I don't know. I guess it was because of their fierce fighting style.
Right.
So
okay.
Kind of.
Sort
in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
So the history of the Detroit Tigers dates back to 1894 when they were a member of the minor league Western League, becoming a charter member of the American League in 1901. They are the oldest continuous one-name, one-city franchise in the league.
One-named?
One city. So they've always been in Detroit. They didn't move. They've always been called the Tigers.
The Tigers from the beginning. Okay.
Yeah. Well. They played their first game as a major league team at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. On April 25th, 1901, with an estimated 10,000 fans at Bennett Park back then.
Bennett Park.
They were the first major league team to have a mascot, a red tiger on a dark background, on their ball cap. It was replaced by the letter D in 1903, and their iconic Old English-style letter form appeared the following season.
I was wondering what font that was.
Old English.
I knew it was a New Times Roman. It wasn't Comic Sans.
It was an Arial. No.
No.
Old English.
Old English, all right.
In 1905, the team acquired 18-year-old Ty Cobb, a fearless player who came to be regarded as one of the greatest players of all time. He spent 22 years with the Detroit Tigers and is credited with setting 90 MLB records throughout his career.
That's a lot.
In 1936, Cobb became the first Tiger to be inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He received the most votes of any player on the inaugural ballot, receiving 222 out of a possible 226 votes.
Those are four people.
Yeah.
Somebody else or just didn't show up.
No other player received a higher percentage of votes until Tom Seaver in 1992.
Tom.
The Tigers are the only team in Major League Baseball to have a color on their road uniforms that is not on their home uniforms. And that color is orange.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Tigers first added orange to their road uniform in 1903, but it was not until 1972 that the Tigers made orange an accent color on their road uniforms full time.
Interesting.
The Tigers uniforms also have more belt loops than any other team, as their uniform pants do not feature the wide tunnel loops that appear on most baseball pants. So next time you find yourself watching the Detroit Tigers, take notice of their belt loops. You know?
Okay.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I certainly will.
I will too. See, that's why you can't do baseball on the radio, because you can't appreciate the belt loops.
You're right. Totally. The series between the Tigers and the Chicago White Sox is one of the oldest active rivalries in the league today. Both teams joined the American League in 1901 after being charter members of the original Western League. Both have actively played one another annually for over 120 seasons.
Wow.
Despite playing one another for over 2,200 games, both teams have yet to meet in the postseason.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Since 2000, the Tigers have played at Comerica Park in downtown Detroit. At the time of construction, the scoreboard in left field was the largest in Major League Baseball. Outside the main entrance is a 15-foot-tall Tiger statue. There are eight other heroic-sized Tiger statues throughout the park, including two prowling on top of the scoreboard in left field.
Oh.
These Tigers' eyes light up after a Tiger's home run or victory, and the sound of growling tiger plays as well.
Oh.
Yes. Since their establishment as a Major League franchise in 1901, the Tigers have won four World Series championships in 1935, 1945, 1968, and 1984.
I like that they space them out like
that. Yeah, sure.
Just every couple of decades.
Yeah. They've also won 11 AL pennants and four AL Central Division championship.
I see. All right. Yeah. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Detroit Tigers, did you, Sarah?
That's right. So we're going to play a song that they play at the stadium there.
Yeah.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
Oh, that'll get you pumped up.
Yes.
Comerica Park. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, getting you pumped with Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about the Detroit Tigers
yes. As
part of our theme week on baseball team name origins.
Indeed we were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Detroit Tigers are named after a Civil War era military unit.
They are the oldest continuous one-named, one-city franchise in the American League.
And the Tigers' uniforms have more belt loops than any other team. So please take note. If next time you are watching a Tigers game, please take note.
Please take note.
Of those belt loops.
The color commentator should mention that in a game.
Did you know?
That your Detroit Tigers care more about their belt positioning than any other team.
That's right.
Folks, you want to learn more about the Detroit Tigers, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about. Every day.
It's all there. Plus, you can watch the behind the scenes when it happens on Facebook Live every day. We had some technical issues getting started today, but it's always on Facebook Live. And then archived up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire channel there. Be sure to like and subscribe so you always know when we post new videos. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Episode 3 in our theme week on baseball team name origins tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Don Henley, ELO, and much more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.